The federal government says it's not concerned any backlash from the suspension of Senator Fatima Payman could cost it substantially at the next election. This morning's Labor Party caucus meeting in Canberra unanimously agreed to a motion supporting Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's decision to suspend Senator Payman for crossing the floor in a vote about Palestinian statehood and her saying that she might do so again. It comes as the Australian newspaper is reporting an Islamic organisation called the Muslim Vote is seeking candidates to run in seats in Sydney and Melbourne that have incumbent Labor Party MPs and substantial Muslim populations. But Finance Minister Katy Gallagher says the next election will be primarily fought on issues other than the conflict in the Middle East.
We haven't come at this from an electoral point of view. I mean, this is a challenging issue for everyone across the community, and we will campaign as you would expect a government to campaign, really on the focus of the things that matter to people, predominantly cost of living. You know, how do they make ends meet? What's happening, you know, with their pay, their bills? And that's why, you know, tax cuts, energy bill relief, and all of those measures have been so important.